If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to go right into headlines after I give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, a very abbreviated version, so that we have enough time with Will Manso, so we can talk some Miami Heat with him in the next segment. So, 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. The Game Day Uncensored program will be Monday at 4 p.m. on this radio station. Monday, 4 p.m., Tobin, Solana, Chris Perkins, Omar Kelly. They will get you ready for Dolphins Steelers on Monday night. That begins at 4 p.m. again on Monday. How about this for a stat? Jason Sarney, Dolphins Wire, posted this on Twitter. I find it fascinating. The Miami Dolphins record this season when they throw 30 or more times is 0-7. The Miami Dolphins record this season when they run 30 or more times is 6-0.
They are a running team.
They are a running team. Period. End of story.
It's so, why did it take so long? Why did you take all the losses? Because they're what? 5 of 6?
6-7. They're 6-7.
Five wins.
Six and seven. That's right.
Over the last six games.
Yeah.
What took him so long to figure this stat out?
Because that's not the kind of coach he is. I mean, it's like it, again, I mean, it takes Tyreek Hill getting injured, and it takes Tua being inaccurate, and it takes watching Devon Achane over and over gash defenses. But this isn't the kind of team he planned on coaching.
Huck, and that's what, and the thing, when people started texting me about the video Solana sent out, when I was like, there's nothing that's going to let me get back on this McDaniels bandwagon, that clip, it should not take you that long. It shouldn't take you seven losses to figure out that you can't depend on Tua to win games. And this is not the first year, the second year. This is the fifth year of you knowing your team, knowing your personnel, and saying, oh, let me give the ball to all-pro Devon Achane more than I put it into his hands. It took you 2 months to figure that out. That's why, bro, I don't care what happens over these last four games. You're not – none of y'all – Hawk, well, you dragged me on the Monday night stuff because I wasn't scared until you. No one is convincing me that McDaniel is the guy to run this team
to a
playoff win.
But honestly, if it's simple enough as give the ball to Achane and he has figured it out during the season, what would be the point? Let's say they run the table. Let's say they end with a plus 500 record. What would be the point? So, in other words, you're going to punish him because he wasn't able to figure it out earlier. But whatever, he figured it out. And so if you're going to go into next season and he knows it's a run-first team and he's got the same personnel and he did figure it out, what would be the point of making a change?
I'm not going to say to my point because this is opinion. We were a run-first team in 2023, and then Tua took advantage of his opportunities. You got away from that for some reason and wanted to have Tua throw the ball 30 times. I don't think he's capable of making – it's the plan B thing. I give a lot of credit to Aronde Gaston for this. He does not go to plan B fast enough. I don't know if he thinks he's too smart or my crap works, you're not doing it right, whatever that whole thought is. It does not happen fast enough for me with McDaniel. The adjustments do not happen fast enough. Think about when we were sitting at 2-7, if we were sitting at 4-3 or what, 4-5 even. Even if we had a losing record at 7 games in, 9 games in, if we were sitting around 500, we would be in the playoffs right now. He took too long to figure out that Achan is your best asset, and it's too far in the season of a fifth-year head coach for it to take that
damn
long.
Is it fifth year or fourth year?
Fourth year.
It takes him too long to adjust.
Listen, I would say most people agree with you. I would say that's the majority opinion for Dolphins fans. Like, yes, maybe he did figure it out. So what? Takes too long, and we can't risk that again if a plan B is needed.
And to be honest, his full-born just love for Tua, that is puzzling to me because Tua is not – I talked about the same guy that told me that Jordan Brooks is the best linebacker since I retired, which I would love for y'all to give me. Like, I think I'm better than Phillip Wheeler and those guys, but, like, Jordan Brooks got me, I'll be honest.
I would go from your third on my list in recent Dolphins linebackers behind Jordan Brooks and Kiko Alonso.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You go to hell, Kiko damn Alonso.
Kiko Alonso for sure.
Listen, I was going Jerome Baker. Jerome Baker, fellas. Like, Jerome Baker could play ball.
Kiko Alonso is one of the worst radio interviews I've ever done. Was that with you, Crowder?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
he didn't know English.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. He literally, I believe, called from the beach while he was surfing, and I believe his brain was full of sand.
Yeah, you know, well, win, lose, or draw, you know, I'm just going
to
do what I do.
But that is the perfect guy to go, hey, see ball, get ball. Like right? Yeah. I mean, that is the perfect guy if you're a linebacker's coach. See ball, get ball.
My man at Publix I talked to that brought up this, he said, Channing, I believe Tua has plateaued. And I had to correct him. I said, I believe Tua is on the downturn of the bell curve. Mm. I don't think he's at his height. I think he's dropping. He's digressing. digressing, whatever that
regressing.
Word is.
Regressing.
Regressing. Is that a digress? There's no digress.
You can digress.
Like a take or a statement.
Well,
or a
right. You can be going in one direction and say, but I digress.
Correct.
And
oh, okay. Yeah. So he is, I don't think he's plateauing. I don't think he's floating at his best. I think he already turned the bell curve and heading down. And now with McDaniel, who doesn't adjust fast enough, with Tua, who's on the back end of his greatness, I just don't see this team competing for any AFC titles or anything of that nature.
And then, of course, you can have ingress and egress if you're leaving a stadium or entering a stadium. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I digress.
The only thing with Mike McDaniel, I will...
You like that, Jimmy? That was good, Jimmy, wasn't that?
That was great.
That was good. Yeah, I enjoyed that myself.
The only thing with Mike McDaniel, Crowder, here's where I'm sticking to this. I want a major rehaul, kind of like Chris Perkins said yesterday. Hey, good job, but I want new general manager, new head coach, new quarterback. Like, I want a major reset. That's what I've been saying for 2 years.
Yep.
I'm sticking with it, but with Mike McDaniel not adjusting, which I agree with, by the way. We learned that last year over 4 games without Tua Tagovailoa. It was an unmitigated disaster. He should have digressed away from whatever the hell he was doing. How can you fault him this year for leaning on his highest paid player for at least a couple weeks until he realized,
well,
oh my
valid.
God, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, valid.
Literally, it's not like, hey, he's going to snap out of this. I have to move somewhere else. He was leaning on the guy that got him to the best offense in the NFL in 2023, expecting him to get back to that level. And I don't fault him per se for that. There were a couple games early in the season where you lost strictly because Tua made mistakes at the end of the game. New England, you were a toe away from beating at home, and then Tua threw an interception. In Buffalo, you're down a score, you played well enough to win, Tua threw an interception at the end of the game. Like, there were a couple instances where I don't necessarily put it on Mike McDaniel that they lost those games.
Well, Solana, to that point, you are, as Dolphins pregame host, and you watch all this stuff, and you know, and you take the analyticals and the PERs down and all that, you knew that Tua was regressing. We talked about it on the show. You come in and say, the Carolina game was the one. The Carolina game's the one I remember where I'm like, Tua's cooked. Like, past all the numbers. I don't even know the numbers. Carolina was embarrassing for Tua. And I'm like, bro, he can't do it anymore. Before we know it, if you are the leader of a team and an offense, me, you, Hawk, and Jimmy should not talk about it before you recognize this guy's cooked as a quarterback. And that's what the adjustment, it's a slow process for him. And in the NFL, it's not like the NBA. You don't have 82 to figure this thing out. You got 16. If you start 2-7, you're pretty much done for the season. And they're going to make this fight, and they're going to go 9-8, and we're going to be talking about in the hunt. The hell with that. They're going to get to the playoffs like Adam Gase did, like Tony Sperano did in 08, like all these other okay coaches did, and get their ass whooped by a real playoff team. And this team would get their ass whooped by a real playoff team as we sit here today.
Facts. Well,
I must be in the minority wanting Mike McDaniel and Tua, and to be quite honest, I think they should revisit rehiring Chris Greer for next season. But we don't have time for that. I digress.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.